CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Unit control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For convenience, you can check in by APERS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by EchoLink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. The roll call portion of the net, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right queue portion. Before calling the individual Arab groups, however, I'd like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. He brings along his wife, Isla, and 4IEI. I have KI4LJG, Robert, in River Falls, who is a new first-time check-in with me, in my lock. We have KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer, and KO4NNH, Fred, in Pelzer. We have K4OSH, Pat, in Malden. KA5WLL Leroy in Taylor's, KC4W Bill in Anderson. We have KO4HKX Patrick in Penrose, KO4RUR Chris in Greenville, W4MKH Marshall in Jacksonville. Got that check in on the early check in, Marshall. I'll come back to you if you have anything else to say on EchoLink when we get to that. We have KN4CHY Keith in Seneca, and KN4RJN John in Brown Summit checking in by phone. So appreciate all of those coming along and checking in, and then also I'll check in my wife Wendy, KN4HTP, who's sitting here next to me. Next we'll go ahead and check with Marshall W4MKH on EchoLink and see if there's anything else that, if you have anything else. Marshall, go ahead.
Night.
Hey, thanks for rechecking Marshall and making sure that there wasn't anything else he had going on. Next, we'll go ahead and see if there's any new hams. New hams only, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
What's the criteria for a new ham?
Can you come back? I didn't catch what you said.
What is the criteria for a new ham?
The criteria for a new ham is essentially somebody who has just recently taken the test and become licensed. So from the experience of some of the more seasoned guys, they gave a suggestion to the net manager that we possibly have a separate check-in for new hams only, so they don't have to worry about the stress of checking in with all of the regular seasoned guys and give them an opportunity just to check in on their own.
This is KO4RSG. Just had a question.
KO4RG.
ISG. I'll take a sit by, let the new hams have at it. I was just wondering, I don't know if everybody considers me new, but I've been a ham since October of last year, so I guess that would be new too, but we ain't let them go. This is KO4ISG.
I mean, you've been a ham for a little bit, but sometimes it doesn't really matter. I think we're all a little bit new at some things or another, so, but welcome to the net. Do you want me to go ahead and check in while you're here?
Okay, Sierra is KO4ISG, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Sierra Golf. I'm Danny Miller here in Gastonia. I have to be getting out. I got to get ready for work tomorrow. But anyways, y'all have a good one. This is Danny over in Gastonia. Y'all have a good net, and sorry for my intrusion.
This is W2MJB Net Control. No problem, Danny. We appreciate your questions and your interest, and checking you in, KO4ISG, Danny, there in Gastonia. So you're formally recognized, and you're in the log. And good luck with your next adventure. With that, we'll begin with the regular RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Can Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike, Jim, and Taylor's. Negative, negative.
JB. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler, and I'm mobile in Greenville tonight. I'll be negative and negative. I'll say 7-3 to everyone on the net.
JB. K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens. And negative and negative. And good evening to all.
W2MJB Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4BDM, Jim and Taylor's. And W4CTW, Tyler, who is mobile in Greenville tonight. And K1CJW, Rowan in Pickens. Appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. That'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KB2, BYQ, Dave, and Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. I'm going to take it that you met India through Lima. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. You make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. Mark, stay hot and windy. 7-3.
Net Control. Please check in at 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. KG4, JIA. Dennis and Gaffney, 73, and good night.
JB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes, you meant I2L, W2MJB. Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JBQ, Larry and Greer. They bring along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, Wendy's sitting here at the table, so she heard you say hello, so she says hello back. And appreciate you checking in tonight. Next is KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney, and KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And lastly, we have KI4LZI, Andy there in Table Rock. And for all of you, appreciate you checking in. However, I did mean Echo through Hotel. It was just a dead group. So let me go back and see if there's any other check-ins on Echo through Hotel before we migrate back to I through L. So Echo through Hotel, recheck or check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. It is W2MJB, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Again, no No responses from the Echo through hotel groups. We'll move back. And India through Lima, second call, India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima as well. So we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. MJB, please check in Whiskey 4 Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin and Hendersonville, and also please check in Kilo Zulu 4 Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam, thanks for calling the net tonight, 73.
MJB, please check in KC8. PJM, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Juliet Mike, Fletcher in Simpsonville. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Control. 4, November Uniform Echo, name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. We'll be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling the net tonight, Mark.
JB. Tell Wendy hello. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar in your mic. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville. He brings along his wife, Pam, KZ4PAM. Thanks for checking in tonight, Melvin. And we have KC8PJM, Fletcher in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Fletcher. It's good to hear you on the net tonight. KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello, and he brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chad, bringing Anna along. And lastly is Walt, our Wednesday night net control, Tuesday night net control. That's K4OIM there in Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control. Please check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's K9 Oscar Hotel. Billy over here in Anderson County this evening. Good evening to you, Mark, and everybody on the net, 73.
2MJB, net control, recognizing K9OH, Billy in Anderson. Hey, Billy, are you going to check in your wife, or is she not checking in tonight?
She's down in Columbia this evening.
Good enough. Hopefully she'll return safely to Anderson and be with you. I appreciate that, Billy. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. And Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan over here in Piedmont. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4VKN, Alan in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight, Alan, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Kilo November 4, Victor 50 Alpha, stay even in.
W2MJB, net net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4VWA, Steve in Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Steve. And have a great evening up there in Inman. Looks like that's it for Uniform through Zulu, so we'll open it up to the large group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4, JKV, this is Duncan up here in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
From JB. Please check in Kilo Yankee 4 Echo Foxtrot KY4EF Barry in Central. I have no comments and no announcements. Thank you for calling the net. Over.
The 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
JB. Mark and Wendy, please check in JI4DOS Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q Mark and Wendy, and all on the net.
U2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4JKB, Duncan in Asheville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Duncan. KY4EF, Barry in Central. We have Gene. W4FHJ, there in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gene. And our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary, there in Easley. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Appreciate all of you coming along and checking in this evening with me. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Control. Zulu Hotel Foxtrot Key, Columbus, North Carolina. I just be negative, negative tonight.
MJB, net control. I got KE4, but I didn't get the rest of your call sign. Can you recheck, please?
Zulu Hotel Foxtrot Key in Columbus.
I'm screwing up your call sign. I got KE4JHF, and I know that's wrong because you've checked in with me before. And I've fouled that all up. Sorry about that. Can you recheck, please, again?
This Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot.
Thanks, Keith. I got it that time. I was missing the Z. Appreciate that. That's Keith, Kilo KE4ZHF there in Columbus. Appreciate your patience, Keith, and have a great evening there in Columbus. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Check-in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Sorry if I'm out of turn. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slapdown.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And our net manager, W4DJW, Dave in Greer, and KK4FTU, Richard in Slaptown. Richard, you made my wife's night. She's been missing your check-ins. She enjoys listening to you check-in. And appreciate all of you coming along and checking in tonight. Again, any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control. Tomorrow night, AA4RM will be calling the net. That is Robert. And I'm sure that he would appreciate all of you coming along and checking in with him tomorrow night. The net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break here for a minute, and you should hear the net report momentarily. carrying the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with her. Thanks for checking in. Again, AA4RM. Robert will be calling the net tomorrow night. We will return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night.
KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
NUE, hello, Chad. This is KK4JBQ.
Barry, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Good, I got a few things ticked off my list today. Did a little soldering. Did a little battery cleaning. You know, that's aggravating. I just gotta say, that's aggravating. How many devices do you think you own that take batteries? And, you know, they don't print that we will replace any device damaged by leaking batteries. They don't put that on batteries anymore. They don't have that guarantee anymore. So, I'm constantly finding stuff with our devices with batteries that have leaked. I put the cleanup on two of them today, KK4JBQ.
KI4LZI.
Go ahead, Beth.
Those badges, you remember that flashlight that I went over there at the Hamfest, what was it, 5 or 6 years ago?
Which flashlight did you have a problem with it?
Flashlight, but that very thing you were talking about ruined it too. And I only had it about 5 or 6 months after that time, and some badges corroded up in it.
If you're not going to use the device for a little while, they don't say exactly how long, but you should take the batteries out. I'm constantly putting batteries in things because I haven't used them for a week. You know, I'm paranoid about it now. KK4JBQ.
Well, that makes me paranoid about it now because, as you say, years ago, that kind of thing was not apt to happen. Go ahead, Chad.
KI4LCI. KK4JBQ, KL4LCI, KL4NGE. Let me make sure I got it. Here's what I know about that. I've learned that I think it's best when questions are asked or information is given out in a public forum, that it would be in my best interest to say, here is my observation about this topic. So, here is my observation. With my past experiences in electronics with the military, and we use 24-volt batteries, not quite as small as a AA, but the military uses nickel-cadmium batteries. Nickel-cadmium does not, if you leave them in the device for an extended period of time, they don't leak and corrode. They're a little bit more expensive, but they won't leak, causing destruction to the device or whatnot. So that's what I know about that, and that's about it.
Just between us guys, it is a problem. It's a problem that, I don't know, nobody wants to solve, I guess. It's particularly bad with alkaline batteries because on the scale of acidity and alkalinity, it's pretty rough on things when they leak. They almost always seem to leak out of the negative end of the battery. Oh, but that must be where the seal is made, and it's not really well made on some of them. Don't want to mention any name brands, but one that I used to use all the time is now made in China, believe it or not, and they just leak right and left. So I started buying the batteries elsewhere and in a different house brand. that I trust. No leaking in those yet. Aggravating. Just plain old aggravating. KK4JDQ.
What gets us about that? That was the first and only batteries I ever put in that flashlight, and it happened to it. Go ahead, Chad. KI4LCI.
I got a question for both of you. It's kind of ham related, but so my mother lives in the Piedmont area, and she is really excited about all of my radio stuff, and she's, as any mother is, ask a whole bunch of questions and, you know, just tells me how proud she is of me and so on and so forth. But this is, I don't know how many times I try to talk with her every other night. But I don't know how many times she has asked me to, she wants a radio. So she can listen, and I've explained to her that I do a fill-in on net control occasionally, and she wants to listen. But I know my mother, and if she hears her son's voice, I know what she's going to do. And I need some information on how I can get her something in the house that she can listen only on, because if there is a way to transmit, as soon as she hears my voice, I know what she's going to do, and that's going to be a problem. So my question is, can I buy just a receiver on 2 meter? Or any advice about that topic?
You certainly can. That's how I found out about 2 meters.
The answer is yes, but there's, you know, one question I would have is, how much would you like to spend on this? How convenient can it be battery operated? Would you be able to keep up with charging the battery and that kind of thing? Or just one that you plug into the house current, you know, KK4JBQ.
And, as simple as possible, maybe one or two buttons, and she's listening to 146.610. And once she's done listening, she can turn it off. Or if she can remember to turn it off. I'm thinking probably what may happen is, I don't know. She may have to stay on all the time. I don't know. She's starting to show some signs that's troubling me, and I don't know how to word that. I guess she's starting to show signs of dementia or forgetfulness, and the easier I can make it, the better. So either house current, or where do I go to look for one? Is that a DX engineering thing, or is that I need to stick with an older radio that is listening? Because I did a short search today, and I just did not come up with a whole lot without spending, you know, $150 or $200. And I just, you know, I'm not sure I want to go that high, but...
Over in Seneca, I was wondering if you might have an old Bofang laying around. You could program the channel for no transmit, and that would prevent her from keying up, but she'd still be able to listen over.
Yeah, this is Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, K4 OIM. Chad, just get her an old out-of-date scanner. They'll pick up 2 meters.
I didn't think about that, Walt, and I definitely didn't think about the Bofang either. But it's got to be extremely simple. Just maybe one or two buttons, and it just comes on. Because she is just pitching a fit, wanting to know what I'm doing on the radio and who I'm talking to, and well, what do y'all talk about? And you know, it's just fascinating her, and I don't understand why I can't turn my radio on and listen to what y'all are talking about. And what time do you talk? And all, you know, just being a mother. And it absolutely cannot transmit. The thing with the Bofang is that she lives in a development, and there are some younger kids that play in the neighborhood that she, they'll come cut grass or will come and, now she's married, her husband's with her, and he handles all of that. But my concern is that, can you come in here and help me figure out how to get this radio working? I'm afraid it may end up with one of those kind of deals. So there's no way she could figure how to turn a Bofang transmit on. Transmit on. But the young kid down the street that is a master at, you know, Nintendo or whatever it is they play these days, not understanding what he's doing, sure, we'll turn this on. And I'm just convinced that I'm going to get in the vehicle. Let me let this repeater drop. If I do this and it even remotely has the ability to transmit, I'm going to be going down the road one day in the truck or monitoring in the house, and I'm going to hear my mother on there going, Chad, where are you, Chad? And if it could be receive only, that would be just wonderful. So that's what I'm working with.
Well, I have some things to say about that. First of all, you do need to program a Bofang or any other HD like that to receive the first thing. You can enter, and in most of them you can key in the frequency, but to have a channel memory, and they have maybe 100, 200, I don't know what they're up to now. I have 2 Bofangs. I use them this way. I use them as extension speakers. I told you that once. I have one in the kitchen. I have one in one of the bathrooms. So if I'm listening to the net, and I don't anticipate that I'm going to be, you know, my group is not going to be for a while, I can take a trip in there and I can still hear it. But believe me, a Bofang is so difficult to program from the keypad that there's no way. I mean, almost 100%, there's no way she's going to accidentally program the thing to transmit. And as I said earlier, it's possible to, during the programming of a memory channel, to set it for no transmit. Otherwise, if you wanted something that you plug in all the time, that plugs in the house current all the time, you might try the search term would be general coverage receiver. And since 2 meters is what we're interested in, we don't have to be concerned about receiving sideband. Just a general, you know, FM signal. Now, you will perhaps have a little difficulty with receiving it in some places in the house, because if you're in the house and just using the rubber duck that comes with it, that's a very poor antenna. But it's portable that way. You might consider a Baofeng. It comes with a charging cradle. You can leave it in the cradle and still receive. I'm not sure how good that is on the battery, however. But if you do have an HT of any kind, be looking for an improved antenna, an improved rubber duck antenna that can do a little better for you than the stock. KK4JBQ.
Turned the radio phone back on. I was doing something on the computer. I missed what we're talking about. Sounds like somebody's wanting a VHF receiver of some kind. Do they want it to transmit or not?
QAS, KO4NUE, KK4JBQ, KI4LZI, and one other station I can't remember. So, here's my situation is that my mother lives in Piedmont, and she is absolutely fascinated that I have gotten into ham radio, and she asks me every time I talk with her, she doesn't understand why she can't turn her radio on and listening to what her son is talking about. So she wants to be able to listen to, honestly, her son, and it absolutely, positively cannot transmit, because as soon as she hears my voice, I know what's going to happen. So that's what we're talking about, is trying to figure out a way that my mother can listen without the capability of transmitting, because just like I said before you got here, if it's got the capability to transmit, we're all going to be riding down the road one day, and you're going to hear, Chad, where are you, Chad? And it's going to be my mother. So we're just trying to work all that out, and I think we're talking about a Baofeng and then or a general coverage receiver. So what information do you have about that, Gary?
Well, don't have a whole lot. Do you want it to be a fixed station, or you want it to be a mobile, like an HT that she can take with her if it's going to stay in the house all the time? I've got a 2 meter here that you can just take the microphone off of and keep the microphone with you, and she can't transmit.
Okay, I didn't think about that either. I was thinking just about a total receiver, but it'll stay in the house. She doesn't go anywhere. And her husband is, he can't drive because his eyes, the doctor's taken his license. And I get it. They're both stuck in the house, and that would work very much, but it needs to be probably a fixed station.
Glenn, I got a 2 meter over here with a little switching power supply, and all we got to do is take her and put up a little antenna of some kind on it and put it wherever she wants to it, or we can run an external speaker around to where she wants to sit, whatever, but
That's just an idea, Chad.
No, a fella that makes antennas for two-beater. So that actually might work out pretty well.
To jump in there and hog everything, I'd left out of the ham shack and turned the radio off because I was doing something on the computer and it was distracting me a little bit. And when I'm doing something on the computer, I have to concentrate a little harder. But anyway, just thought I'd throw my 2 cents worth in. Like I said, I didn't know what the conversation was about. But I'll let somebody else go ahead with their comments. That's just one thought that I had. KI4DOS.
LCI. Those old analog scanner receivers you had over there, do they still halfway work, got a power supply, and they're fairly easy to use, I assume, aren't they?
Waiting to get a chance to say something about that, Andy. A general coverage receiver only goes to 30 megacycles. They don't have 6 meters, 2 meters, and nothing on them. I think Chad's best bet is getting a police scanner and program 146610 in it.
Tell me to make sure I got it, KIL4NUE. I'll check all this out and see what I could do, but she's, every time I talk with her, she's asking, you know, what are y'all talking about, and why can't I listen, and I think you missed that, but she's starting to have some, maybe a little bit of dementia going on, and I hate for her to be in the house all the time and can't go nowhere and this, that, and the other. And I'm on the phone with her every other day, or if not every day, and go over there sometimes twice a week and check and make sure, you know, put eyes on them and this, that, and the other. But I just trying to figure out a way to bring her a little bit of enjoyment, you know. If she enjoys listening to her son, why, I guess any mother would, then I need to try to do that. So, anyway, somebody else pick it up. Let's find another topic. KIL4NUE.
See, don't everybody speak at once. Well, Chad, in making a decision like this, you can just play with it, have fun with it, you know. Put the Balfang on the list, put a scanner, as Andy suggested, on the list. A 2-meter mobile, I think, is what Gary was suggesting. It will, unless it's an HT, it will be fixed, because it'll need its power supply. It'll be plugged into the wall. And the HT, of course, has a portable power source, and that would make it more portable. But maybe you don't want it to be. Maybe you want it to be fixed in a certain place, attached to an outdoor antenna. That's surely going to do a better job. But just, you know, weigh the factors and all. I just, you're being a good son, and that impresses me a lot. I lost my mother to a brain tumor, and I lost my mother-in-law to dementia at 99. You know, she lived a good long life. Everybody says it like that, I guess. But she was not with us at the end. She was just being maintained at the end. So while she's here, still here, enjoy your mom. And do things for her. It's, you know, she's going to be thrilled with anything you do. Believe me. KK4JBQ.
There's plenty of these old analog scanner receivers around. You know, you have to do some looking, but There's plenty of them around, and this here we're on analog FM, and it's been on these scanners here since the 70s. That's how I picked up here on the 2-meter band, amateur 2-meter band, through that kind of situation. So most all of them that's programmable from the 70s on has 2 meters on them. And now with the way the first responders are leaving analog right and left around here, they ought to be fairly cheap to get just for such as that. And if you want one, you just got it. He said, decide whether you want a portable receiver or something that's more on a power supply type level in a fixed type situation. And being down there, she might need a little bit better antenna than just these telescopic wick antennas that's on them from down there. I got by with such as that up here, but I'm up here under the repeater. KI4LZI.
My wife laughs at me all the time, but I am the only child, and that's my mother. And I know it sounds crazy or corny or whatever, but I mean, if I bring her, if that's gonna bring her enjoyment, then I'm gonna do it, or I'm gonna find a way to do it, because that's my mother. But I look into the scanners, the Bofangs, and the 2-meter rigs are pulling the mic out. But Gary, the concern I had with the Bofang was that she's got a couple of kids in the neighborhood that will invite them in for a meal or to do odd jobs, the jobs that I don't do in the yard or this, that, and the other, and they're big into video games. So the concern I had with the Bofang was that, you know, she will con one of those kids into saying, this thing won't talk. I need you to figure out how to make it talk. And so, yeah, removing the mic probably would work, and a scanner would work too. But, all right, so let me lay this repeater cycle. I have a ham radio protocol question. So, in a net control situation, like we have every night, when the net controller says, we'll move to the rag tube portion of the net, does that generally mean that you are going to have a discussion with the net controller, and then when you move to roundtable is kind of what we're doing here, but the rag tube, I'm thinking anybody can jump into conversation, but generally it is a conversation that is initiated by the net controller or initiated by an operator to just shoot the breeze with the net controller. Is that right?
W4DJW. I can answer that if you want me to, Chad.
Dave.
So at the beginning of the net, one of the things that you hear the net control say is, this is a directed net. And I pause there so you can think about what that means. This is a directed net. This is not an undirected net. This directed net has two portions, a formal portion and a non-formal portion. Both portions are directed. They are not non-directed. There are such things as non-directed nets, but ours isn't a non-directed net. It is a direct net. It has a formal portion and it has an informal portion, and both of them are directed by the net control operator. So the net control operator is, everything goes through the net control operator. So, and sometimes you'll hear people reach out directly across from one person to another, and they'll bypass the net control. And they're not supposed to do that, because at the very beginning of the net, it says, this is a directed net. And that should give you everything you need. Any questions?
I'm sitting here with me, and we're both going, okay, we understand, we got it. So with the round table, then I guess the round table is after the formal portion, which is kind of what we're in. So it's kind of back to just amateur radio use. So it's got didn't have anything to do with the net controller at that point, right?
Well, remember, there's all kinds of nets, right? Ours is a directed net. There are other nets that are undirected, right? Which is, that's just a, people get together and have a net, right? And whoever's there, you know, kind of directs it a little bit for a little while. Somebody else picks it up and takes it from there. But it's not really, all of amateur radio follows this process. It's when you have a net and it is a directed net, then you have a director and everything goes through the director. And the round table afterwards, it goes, the control gets passed from the net director out to somebody who has agreed to stick around for the ragtube portion. They have their conversation, then it comes back, they wrap it up, and then the net control operator then has control again and typically calls for other stations that are out there, or, you know, sees if there's anybody else who wants to check into the net or stick around for a rag chew. And if nobody's there, then, or if somebody's there, then they accept their check-ins or their rechecks for rag chew. And then they go to the next person who's on the rag chew list. So, and they're directing them one by one through that list of people that decided to, or operators that decided to hang around for the rag chew portion. So they're directing you through the formal portion, and they're directing you through the informal portion. And then when the net is over, then you can have a round table like we're having right now, right? But during the net, because it's a directed net, it helps people to understand how nets work, right? So, and you're asking the right questions too. You've got really good questions, because I'm sure other people think about these things and nobody really comes out and says it. But the whole key is ours is directed. Doesn't mean all amateur radio operator nets are directed. Doesn't mean that there aren't undirected nets. But ours is a directed one, both formal and informal, which means control of the net is up to the net control operator. It's not up to someone else. So when you hear somebody say, you know, you're in the net, you're in the informal portion of the net, and you hear one person key up and start talking to another person, that's out of line, right? That's not in line with a directed net. Everything, they'll ask the net control operator for permission to call the other station, and the net control operator will make a decision as whether this is a good time to do that or they need to wait just a little bit and do that. That's the way you have a net control operator. Is that starting to make sense? W4DJW.
That's pretty clear. I got it. I understand. Well, listen, I got a station sitting right here beside me that wants to, she's got a question.
JWS KO4RYP. Hey, Dave, this is Anna. We've been talking about nets, and I do think that the way you just explained it is perfect, and I think that's why I enjoy calling it that night that I did so much, because it's kind of like being a teacher, that you have to have permission before you can talk to anybody else in the class.
That I never really thought of it that way, but you're absolutely correct. And in a disciplined class, I went to school with my son when he was in sixth grade for 2 weeks, just to see what the problem was. And it wasn't quite what you just described, which I got the education out of that instead of him getting or the school. But anyway, the way we were raised, yeah, Absolutely, you're correct. It's like you're the net control operator is the teacher, and if you want to talk, you raise your hand or something like that. And how you raise your hand is say recheck. That's like raising your hand. But you go through the net control operator. And it wasn't me that decided it's going to be this way. This was decided long before I became a ham radio operator. But one of the things that I think is important is to understand that the reason that they did this kind of organization and this kind of control is because you need to get good at that. You need to understand how it works. And the whole community needs to get good at it and understand how it works. Because what happens when we get a Hurricane Sandy or we get a Hurricane Katrina or we get an earthquake or a bridge collapses during an earthquake, things go bad. And we are the only ones that are there, right, at the beginning to get the infrastructure started being rebuilt. We've got to know how to talk to each other, and this teaches us how to do that. But very good questions and a very good analogy. It's like the teacher in a disciplined class.